We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, enthusiastic viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east as for 1 and 4 degrees 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations inaugurates a project to assist Palestinian refugees in Syria. In ecology news, former law offenders from Nairobi, Kenya, turn their lives around with organic farming. In veg news, more than 900 Australians take on the 30-day vegan easy challenge. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 29th, is the birthday of the President of Cape Verde, His Excellency Pedro Berona Rodriguez Pires, born in 1934 on the island of Fogo. His Excellency assisted in establishing a foundation for the country's economic improvements, as well as a multi-party political system. In addition, during President Pires' term, Cape Verde has been commended for its enhancement of social services, increased agriculture productivity, and development of infrastructure. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Pedro Berona Rodriguez Pires, for your devotion to Cape Verde and her people. May you celebrate a joyful birthday with loved ones.
Flying news. Supreme Master Chin Hai International Association Relief News Update from Bangladesh. Beginning in early January, an intense cold wave chilled the tropical nation, reducing temperatures by as much as 5 degrees Celsius, lower than average for this time of the year. Over 50 people, mostly children and the elderly, succumbed to the cold, with many more seeking hospital treatment, while crop growth was also hindered.
With a sorrowful heart and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $15,000 for our association members to purchase warm blankets and other urgent necessities and bring them to the most vulnerable victims. This amount could acquire $435,000 in aid if bought in the United States based on Bangladesh's cost of living.
Our association members from Formosa or Taiwan left for Bangladesh as soon as possible, covering their own expenses of approximately $1,100. After consulting in Sunamganj with M. Zachariah Chowdhury, director of a local non-governmental organization, and Mohammed Imtiazul Islam, field officer of the international organization CARE, the relief team went to the disaster areas that received the least help in Kurigram province. There they distributed 2,300 blankets and conveyed Master's heartwarming care to the victims. Our association members also distributed SOS climate change flyers, to which the locals responded enthusiastically and expressed their deep gratitude to Master for her loving help.
Nageshwari is one of the poorest upajila of Bangladesh. Actually, most of the people of this locality are very much poor. So I'm very glad to say that the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Organization has come here to help the poor people. So I thank this very international organizations that they have come here for the welfare of the human being.
I am very thankful and grateful to the Supreme Master Chin Hai for serving the poor, homeless and cold sufferers of Bangladesh. Thank you for your care throughout the world.
Our appreciation, M. Zachariah Chowdhury and Mohammed Imtiazul Islam, for your assistance. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional support, as well as for the endeavours of our association's relief team. With our prayers for the well-being of the Bangladeshi people, may such intense conditions be eased with humanity's transition to kinder, more eco-conscious ways.
As extreme weather rips across southern U.S.
By Thursday, April 28, more than 292 people were confirmed to have lost their lives in a series of tornadoes and storms that struck throughout the southern states beginning Monday. With the death toll in Alabama reaching at least 194, U.S. President Barack Obama expressed condolences to the families who lost loved ones and approved emergency assistance for the state.
CNN meteorologist Sean Morris stated that a massive tornado which devastated the city of Tuscaloosa could be the worst in U.S. history, with entire swathes of the town in ruins. Up to 1 million people were left without power in Alabama alone, with officials shutting down all 3 reactors at Brown's Ferry nuclear power plant near Athens after the electricity there failed. As the governors of Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi all declared states of emergency for the affected regions, National Guard personnel joined rescue efforts in Alabama.
As we severe weather struck southern and central regions in mid-April, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked on April 27th that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable. Conveying her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, she offered $20,000 for urgent needs.
Our thankfulness, President Obama, state officials, the National Guard, and other rescue personnel for your timely efforts to aid the disaster-stricken, as we also are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring support. We pray for the protection of the affected residents and that calamities such as these diminish with our gentler regard of all beings.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan, as the official death toll from Japan's 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami on March 11th surpasses 14,500. Over 11,400 people are still listed as missing, with an indefinite number unaccounted for. On Wednesday, April 27th, Japanese Emperor Akihito and Empress Michiko visited the hard-hit Miyagi Prefecture to visit survivors staying in shelters. The imperial couple brought rare smiles to the faces of the survivors as they spoke to the displaced and offered encouragement.
At the power plant, workers continued their struggle to bring the situation under control. A female employee who was in charge of material management at the plant was exposed to radiation levels exceeding 3 times the safety limit for women, which remains at 5 millisieverts per 3 months to protect potential unborn children. Although the woman showed no health problems during a medical checkup, the government's nuclear safety agency has demanded that the facility's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, investigate why this occurred and to present prevention measures.
To help ensure children's safety, Fukushima's Education Board has provided 55 local schools and kindergartens with radiation monitors. On Wednesday, plant officials announced plans to begin construction of a storage and processing facility in early May with the assistance of US and French firms. The area will be used to contain the estimated 87,500 tons of highly radioactive water that has accumulated in the reactors and is now hampering direct efforts to restore the nuclear plant's cooling functions.
Meanwhile, radioactive cesium up to 6 times over the permissible level was detected in Sandland's fish off Fukushima Prefecture's Iwaki City, with nearly twice the legal limit found in spinach on land. On Wednesday in New Mexico, USA, a district court hearing began on a lawsuit filed by the US-based Los Alamos Study Group.
The organization is seeking to halt plans for a multi-billion dollar nuclear plutonium complex, saying that the federal government should first complete studies of environmental impact and alternatives, especially in the light of the state's higher earthquake risk as well as the recent accident in Japan.
We thank the Japanese and global governments, organizations and individuals striving to assist in the recuperation of the disaster affected. With heaven's grace, may all of humanity quickly transition to gentler, eco-conscious ways for the protection of Earth's inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Across the world, people from all spectrums of life continue to unite in calls for greater freedom, dignity, and the upholding of democratic principles in countries that include Bahrain, Belarus, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Libya, Palestine, Syria, Uganda, and Yemen.
In Syria, 228 parliament members of the ruling Ba'athist Party resigned on Wednesday, April 27th, in protest of the government's violence against unarmed civilians, stating that such actions were against values of the party. Reports also continue to surface from the city of Dera that soldiers are blocking food and water from reaching the town. Meanwhile, footage from France 24 journalists show military personnel being cared for by civilians after they were fired upon by their own colleagues for refusing to act against protesters. In response to the escalating violence, the UK, France, Germany, Italy and Spain have all called for their Syrian ambassadors to return home.
In Yemen, a day after President Ali Abdullah Saleh agreed to step down within 30 days, as long as he was promised immunity from prosecution, protesters gathered in Sana'a, demanding his immediate resignation and accountability. Security forces opened fire on the demonstrators, killing 12 and injuring hundreds more.
The government in Belarus closed two independent newspapers on Wednesday over their reporting on political matters, while sentencing minority party leader Dmitry Bondarenko to 2 years in prison for organizing a rally to question election results.
On Thursday, Thai and Cambodian military officials reached a ceasefire agreement following recent deadly clashes over rights to several ancient temples in a shared border region. Thailand's Foreign Minister Kasit Priram announced during a press conference that his country is committed to peace with Cambodia.
With sadness for the cherished lives lost, we pray for a continued dawn of emerging peace and that turmoil in all nations may cease as people everywhere choose to live side by side in shared tranquility, dignity and respect.
Palestinian Fatah and Hamas parties reach landmark accord. A reunification agreement between the two leading parties, reached on Wednesday, April 27th, at a meeting in Cairo, Egypt, marks a crucial step for Palestinians seeking to form an independent state. The announcement followed weeks of demonstrations by Palestinian youth in both Gaza and the West Bank, calling for the two parties to overcome differences and unite for the benefit of the Palestinian people.
The accord, which is also expected to be signed by other Palestinian groups over the weekend, has outlined plans for such areas as merging security forces and holding general elections within 8 months. Despite concerns raised by Israel regarding the agreement, due in part to long-standing conflict with the Hamas group, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated that Hamas is part of the Palestinian people. He also indicated that peace talks could continue with Israel while an interim government is being formed.
Our respectful congratulations, President Abbas, and all other leaders for this agreement that advances peace and unity for the Palestinian people. May harmony soon prevail among all residents of the Middle East.
Save Our Planet, home to hundreds of species of aquatic and land animals, as well as some 500,000 migratory birds. China's Poyang Lake, the largest freshwater body in the country, has dropped to 9.5 metres, which is 4 metres lower than any other point in history.
Save Our Planet. UK scientists introduced large tortoises from a neighbouring island to the small Mauritian Isle and Nature Reserve, Île aux Ygrettes, in hopes of restoring a balanced ecosystem after previous tortoise extinctions caused a loss of ebony trees and other wildlife.
Warning News, a study by German researchers analysing data of more than 350,000 Western European people finds that almost 10% of all cancers in men and 3% in women are caused by alcohol consumption, even small amounts.
Hi, I'm Cora the Kakapo and I'm happy to be a vegan. Here's a tip on how to prepare a supply of drinking water during an emergency. The United States Environmental Protection Agency has recommended to keep bottled water on hand. If this is not available and the water you use is cloudy, filter it through a clean cloth or let it settle. Then draw the clear water off the top. Next, boil for 1 minute and place in well-washed, covered storage containers. If it is not possible to boil water, it can be disinfected by adding 8 drops of unscented household bleach to each gallon of water. Mix the solution well and let it sit for half an hour before using. Thanks again for being vegan, going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching. And now for the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, inaugurates an initiative to assist Palestinian refugees in Syria. The Engaging Youth Project is being held at UNRWA's training center in Damascus. A team of 75 highly qualified staff will provide career and life skills support and services for 13 to 35-year-old Palestinians. Since the inception in 1961, more than 15,000 Palestinians have graduated from the training center. Our earnest thankfulness, United Nations Relief and Works Agency, for your ongoing care for Palestinian brethren. May your endeavor help usher in bright futures for many beautiful individuals with Allah's blessings.
In ecology news, former law offenders from Nairobi, Kenya, turned their lives around with organic farming. In 2008, about 40 of the men cleared a refuse site in the neighborhood of Kibera. Later, they brought in new soil to be able to begin organic vegetable cultivation under 1.2 acres of land. A greenhouse was set up in 2010. Currently, a dozen crates of tomatoes and other vegetables are produced daily and sold at reasonable prices. The farm is managed by Youth Reform, a local organization for young people. In the next 5 years, the group plans to help other communities to set up the same type of organic vegetable growing project. Bravo, Youth Reform, and all those participating in this laudable green program. We wish you much success and many more abundant harvests in your wonderful sustainable endeavor. Up next on Noteworthy News, the 30-day Vegan Easy Challenge attracts over 900 individuals in Australia. We'll check with the angels. Be right back. Stay tuned for more distinguished news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, progressive news for an advancing world. In veg news, more than 900 Australians sign up to try the plant-based diet. The 30-day Vegan Easy Challenge was sponsored by Animal Liberation Victoria, or ALV. Miss Jo Osborne and Miss Penny Cameron of ALV helped coordinate the event.
The Vegan Easy Challenge is basically where we challenge people to go vegan for 30 days in the hope that, you know, after that, that they find the transition easy and they continue with it.
This year we've got 948 people signed up. The first one that we ran in 2009, we had just under 500 people. So it's almost double, which is really exciting and promising to see.
The coordinators of the event supported participants via the online social network, Facebook. It also provided a forum for those taking part in the challenge to share their questions and experiences. In addition, Ms. Deb Kampfer and Mr. Lucas Cook from Melbourne's famed Mr. Nice Guy Vegan Cupcakes showed how to make a delicious German chocolate cake without any animal products. On another occasion, Miss Osborne and Miss Cameron demonstrated how to make a scrumptious lemon vegan cheesecake, Vietnamese rice paper rolls, and Thai salad with vegetable protein.
I thought it would be very difficult to be vegan, just, you know, in terms of shopping and, you know, the social aspect of things. But, you know, typically, I mean, wherever you go, you can find a vegan option. So, you know, why not? You know, if it's been this easy thus far, you know, keep the momentum going.
I've learned that vegan food doesn't need to be boring and doesn't need to be bland, and that you can make some very exciting, tasty food, and you can still really enjoy food and be vegan.
For an environmental point of view, it's just makes sense. But also from an ethical point of view, ethically, I can't really justify not being vegan.
Our heartfelt gratitude, Miss Jo Osborne, Miss Penny Cameron, and Animal Liberation Victoria, for your dedicated efforts. Also, many thanks, Miss Deb Kenter and Mr. Lucas Cook, for sharing your fine baking talents, and kudos all compassionate participants. May all people adopt the cruelty-free vegan diet for a joyful and peaceful planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Middle Age.
Middle age is when you know all the answers, but nobody asks you anymore.
And now for our viewers' hotline on the worldwide Be Veg anthem.
So cute, viewer from Australia.
Yay! Netherlands was singing. Viewer from Netherlands.
This song is just awesome. Supreme Master TV brings together people from different cultures and backgrounds. Thanks so much, viewer from the United States.
Delightful viewers, thank you for your sweet messages. We pray people everywhere join the growing worldwide vegan movement to save our Mother Earth and the abundant life she graciously supports. May all beings be blessed by the divine.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the peace and light of Providence shine upon you and your cherished family.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To fully clarify his status as a U.S. citizen, which is required for the nation's head of state, President Barack Obama obtains and releases to the public the long form of his birth certificate, showing that he was born in Hawaii, USA.
Their Majesties King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia of Spain welcome His Highness Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani of Qatar and Her Highness Sheikha Moza bint Nasser to the Royal Palace of El Pardo in Madrid as they arrive for an official state visit to enhance the two countries' relations.
Alexis or Vietnamese photographer Tan Nguyen wins the grand prize for the 2011 Shutter Photo Anniversary Competition for his black and white photo of a glowing moon and shadows cast across a richly textured desert valley.
Valley.
The governments of China and Kenya signed 10 bilateral agreements, including one for the construction of a medical school at Kenyatta University in Nairobi, Kenya, as well as others in the areas of health, sustainable energy and education.
Emmy-winning British actor and writer Ricky Gervais calls for the National Institutes of Health in the US to remove 14 chimpanzees from the Texas laboratory where they have been placed for more cruel animal testing and return them to their home in a New Mexico sanctuary.
Leading US food service supplier Sodexo is expanding its Meet This Monday program, already active in almost 1,000 hospitals, to now include 2,000 corporate and government clients, including automaker Toyota, Northern Trust Bank, and the US Department of the Interior.
Assemblyman Michael Kellner and Senator Joseph E. Robach of New York, USA, both of whom have fostered and adopted shelter rescue dogs, introduced legislation to make this rescue animal companion the official state dog.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.